You're a mistake. With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So Denise in Andersonville, so you're dating this guy. He seems great, but you're discovering a bit of a red flag about him.
Yeah, I'm realizing my boyfriend literally asks everyone to marry him.
Literally asks everyone to marry him? That sounds...
As a joke, or...
sounds intense.
No, it's true. It feels that way, at least.
Okay, so tell us your story with this guy.
Well, we've been together for about 3 months.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's always referencing his ex-fiance, and, like, she always is kind of a topic of conversation. I thought it was just, like, maybe one specific woman.
Oh.
But over time, I'm realizing it's actually different stories, different proposals each time.
Okay. Oh, like different fiancés.
So he's gotten engaged multiple times is what you're discovering.
Yeah, like he explained one was at a lakefront at sunset. One was at a Bulls game on the Jumbotron.
Okay.
And one was while we were kayaking, or while he was kayaking.
Okay, so he hasn't asked you to marry him yet.
No.
But it is odd that he would want to tie the knot that many times and has bought that many engagement rings.
Do you know exactly how many times he's been engaged?
Yeah, I was like thinking about, you know, this sounds like multiple engagements. So I straight up asked him and he said he's been engaged 4 times.
Oh.
Does he know what being engaged means? Because
and none of these turned into a marriage?
Never. Yeah, he never got married. Just proposed.
That's very interesting. So he does literally ask everybody to marry him, but he hasn't gotten to you yet, though you're only 3 months in.
It's coming.
has he said why none of these engagements have evolved into a wedding or a marriage?
The point of the engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked, and he said, like, they all had good justification. Like, okay, one cheated on him.
Okay.
One chose her career in another country, and he said one was just straight up crazy.
Oh.
Was she always crazy, or did he drive her there?
Yeah, that's, okay, so aside from his multiple engagements, which I could see why that would be a little bit of a red flag, tell us about your relationship with him. Like, obviously, you know, you're considering being with him despite this sort of red flag.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. We have a lot of fun. And I mean, overall, he's an amazing guy. But I'm definitely freaked out about a guy who gets engaged 4 times and then never gets married from one.
Yeah, it's giving that he doesn't think it's as important as it actually is. Asking somebody to get married with you.
That's pretty serious.
Is a commitment for the rest of your life. And to have casually done that 4 times and none of them went through is absolutely concerning. And you have every right to be wondering if this is correct or not. Or a match or a mistake.
I mean, I think I would have rather him say he was a divorce guy.
Yeah, being divorced in your 30s is so chic.
Yeah, at least the divorce guy, like, got to the wedding part and the marriage part. This is very interesting. So, essentially, if you're just tuning in, Denise in Andersonville is with this guy for about 3 months, and she's realizing through his stories that he has not just an ex-fiance, he has ex-fiancés. This man has been engaged several times.
Plural.
4, to be exact. So, 4 times he said, "Will you marry me?" They said yes, and then it didn't turn into a marriage.
Them knees are bruised up.
Yes. Stop proposing. And I will say, like, he did a proposal by the lakefront. He did one on the river. He loves water proposals, apparently.
Yeah. He's going to run out of places in Chicago to propose to. He's already done the lakefront.
Yeah. I mean, what he did one at a Bulls game on the Jumbotron.
There's always 360 Chicago in the John Hancock building.
you could do that. He's going to have to figure that part out if you get to that point. But we need to figure out if you're even going to continue in a relationship with this guy. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Can we please hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia? And would you run if you realized a guy had been engaged 4 times and didn't actually get married?
Yeah, because it's kind of a red flag that he wants to be married so badly he's willing to ask 4 different women before you. But also, everyone has a past.
So, yeah, and I will say there are some people, some guys, I have a friend that's like this, who my theory is, I've always called it chasing butterflies. And it's people who chase those exciting moments, your first kiss, the first time you hook up. getting engaged. Like people who chase that exciting, those exciting moments, and then after that they get bored.
Yeah, but on the fifth engagement, it's not going to be exciting anymore. He's going to start getting married for real.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. So is this a match? Could this be a match, or is he just a serial proposal guy?
I have never heard of such thing because engagement rings are expensive.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know what?
If he's got it like that, marry him, girl.
Green flag if you can afford that many engagement rings. 877-591-9696. We want to hear from you. Is it a match or is it a mistake? So Denise in Andersonville needs a little bit of help today on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake. You see, her boyfriend has been engaged so many times.
Yeah, but I mean, not married.
Not married. He's not like married and divorced, but he is a guy that likes to get engaged.
Yeah, he does. He's not afraid of commitment.
Hi, what's your name? Nice to meet you. Oh, will you marry me? Like, he goes right in for the kill. Now, he hasn't gotten engaged with her yet, but she's seeing it as kind of a red flag of like, how do you get engaged so many times and then never get married?
Yeah, how can you think this many people were your soulmates and then get it wrong that many times?
Yeah. Now, Susan is in Oak Brook, and so you say it's a mistake. Why?
I've had this experience, and I can tell you, the guy checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and strung you in and hooked you on.
Right.
And then over about a year into it, you know, it kind of started getting to the point where I was like, where's this headed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it started coming out in the wash that he had maybe four prior fiancés at that point.
Four?
And his father came up to me, very noble man, and said, Susan, my son, I love him. He's a lot of fun, but he's never getting married. And after that honest conversation, I had a think about it, and, you know, we ended up moving on. And he moved on almost immediately, got engaged to the very next woman, got the invitations out, and it got called off.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a pattern with these people.
That's so interesting.
What are they like? The attention? Making it seem like
I
they're
think
this?
They just have some deep-rooted issue around having, like, validation and not getting enough and never is enough. Who knows?
Wow.
Very, very nice guy. Still friendly.
You know what's interesting?
After the long...
It feels like if you're a person that loves the engagement but not the marriage, you want so badly for somebody to commit to you, but then you also are not willing to commit.
Right.
So you're like, please,
exactly.
Please acknowledge that you will commit to me, but then...
Don't actually.
But then when it comes time to actually getting married, they're like, ooh, I don't know about all that.
Wow, that's really interesting.
It's also the Peter Pan theory that they never grow up. And they just want to just have this ongoing...
But engagement.
She's got her choices to make, but I invested way too much time looking back in hindsight. I'd rather these young ladies, you know, cut their losses and, you know, keep their options open so that they're not looking at the, you know, the time of their life when it may be more important for them to have that commitment,
mm-hmm.
than wait on it.
Yeah. No, you know what? That's valuable insight from somebody who's been down that path. And, you know, there is that, those guys that just never grow up, and you meet a guy and they're 47 years old and you're like, and they believe in some level that they're 20.
Yeah. Well, they're acting like it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Usually a lot of fun, very charming, you know, say all the right things, but you got to like watch their actions, not mm-hmm. their words, if you will.
Yeah. Fascinating. Well, thank you for sharing that real life experience there with us, Susan.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
It's a very strong vote for mistake.
Yeah. Now, is this on Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea
in Portage Park. You say it could very well be a match.
I do, because I was in this situation myself. So my now husband of close to 12 years, mm-hmm. he was engaged prior twice.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But his first one cheated on him. So that's what broke off the engagement. And the second one just really was very afraid of commitment. And she was the one that was like, they had a really long engagement. She couldn't pull the trigger, and she's still not married to this day.
Ah.
He proposed to me. I was nervous, but I said yes, and we've been married for 12 years. So it's not always.
It really has worked out in your case.
Correct. So I was the third fiancé, and it's sticking.
Yeah.
So I say it could be a match. Give him, you know, it could be the lady.
Yeah, well,
they say the third time's the charm.
That's what I was going to say.
But I do believe that she's like the fourth.
Yeah, yeah, no.
She's the fourth, so I don't know, yeah.
You'd have to have a conversation and go, okay, tell me like the real truth behind all these engagements.
Why didn't they work out?
Right, because it's easy to be like, well, that one cheated, this one this. But, you know, if you were to learn a little bit more about those stories, is he, you know, because if it is just by chance, then you don't want to miss out on something great.
Right.
But if he is somebody who is a serial fiance, then you don't want that.
That's true. So, I don't know, give him a chance.
Well, thank you so much for that and have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye. All right. Bye. Okay. 877-591-9696. So it's Denise, and she's trying to figure out if she should, you know, continue on in a relationship with this guy that she found out just loves to get engaged.
Has been engaged many times. Yeah. We have a really strong vote for mistake, really strong vote for match.
Who wants to be the tiebreaker? 877-591-9696. It's Morgan Carla Mornings, D96. All right, so coming up at 8:40, we have a chance for you to win $1,000 if you win our trivia game. We call it Moog's Mega Minute. It's basically just 10 trivia questions in a minute. If you get them all right, we give you $1,000. Super duper easy.
Honestly, people win all the time.
Yeah. So it's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, and we have Denise, who is in this situation where her boyfriend, she found out, apparently proposes to everybody.
Yeah, he's been down on that knee many times.
Yeah. Permanent bruising, one might say. 877-591-9696. If you found out that the person that you're with just happens to get engaged all the time but doesn't get married, is that
it's like
a
what's
red
missing,
flag?
Right?
What's going on there? Sarah in Chicago, you say it's a mistake.
100%. Promiscuous boys of the empire.
I see what you did there.
Are you in a, what's that sound behind you? It sounds like you're in a very loud place.
Yeah, I know. I was on hold for a long time and I'm waiting to work.
Well, we appreciate you staying on hold. So what is your thought? You say it's a mistake, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Just because he's reflecting on past, you know, engagements, to say the least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's already passed three times now. He's going to possibly be on four. I mean, how long or short of the engagement was it, too? I mean, it's just a concern and it's a total red flag.
Yeah.
No way.
Would you need to know more information or would you be like, no, I can't do this?
I can't do this. Yeah. No way. You're wasting your time.
Right.
Yeah. I think we need a little more information on it because if for whatever reason he's the good guy and he has been wronged that many times, like I would hate for her to miss out on a person.
If his red flag is that before you he just couldn't pick him.
It could be, right? I mean, I don't know. You don't know the story. It's the other girls too. So.
It sounds like you're in a real scary place.
Yeah.
Where are you?
it's on Northfield.
Because it sounds like you're in like a haunted house or something. It sounds really. Are you okay, Sarah?
Yeah, your laugh right now was like.
No, totally fine.
Okay. All right. Yes. Take care of yourself today, okay?
Goodbye, Sarah.
So anyway,
back
to Denise's situation.
Which is also scary.
This is also a little bit scary. Denise, after everything you heard, do you think it's going to be a match or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I honestly feel like, you know, at least we got to a point where he could ask somebody and not just somebody, but four different people to marry him.
Definitely not afraid of commitment.
Yeah, they did say yes.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, they did from when he told me. And, you know, he took it to that level. So they had a great relationship to that point of which it's just some things don't work out. And people do realize, you know, forever is forever. Yeah. I think they all had really valid reasons. I mean, one cheated on him. Yeah, they shouldn't get married.
Yeah.
They both kind of agreed upon that they would dismantle. I mean, one chose their career in another country. That's great. I mean... Yeah. And one was crazy. You can't fix crazy.
Well, that was a little bit of a red flag for me because you don't know the whole story. And as long as he's being truthful, then it does make sense. And you wouldn't want to miss out on something great over happenstance, I guess is what you could call that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it could work out for him and I this time, hopefully. Hopefully I'm the one that he asked.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he asks you, you know, he won't be nervous. He'll be confident. He's been down this road several times.
He knows a lot of really good photographers and some great spots in the city already.
Well, good for you for seeing it through. And I hope that that works out. And we wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
Fifth time's the charm. Everyone says that.
Yeah.